Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program, first one for 2018 here on January 3rd. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Happy New Year. Good to be here. Hey, that rhymes.
Yeah, it does. Michael Kelly also here with us as usual.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here and Happy New Year.
Welcome to all those joining us live, as well as those listening to the archive. We appreciate your time. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the Church of International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this weekly service, we also have several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anonymous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school, which offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysically related topics like counseling, coaching, healing, etc., and Thomas Francis University at TFUniversity.org that offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees. I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief. There are 9 of them. It's customary and it kind of sets the tone. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And for more information on these 9 principles of belief in an expanded form, visit the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So this being the first program of the new year, 2018, I'd like to just comment in a little bit here on kind of where we're at. And that's on an individual basis. Where are you at? Looking back over the previous year, what were your victories? What were your defeats? What were the things that worked out well? And, you know, how have you grown and evolved over the last year? You know, was it a productive year for you? And if not, what can you do to make this year more productive? And even if it was productive, how can you make this year even more productive? Those are just interesting questions to contemplate, to think on, to meditate on, because we always want to know, you know, where we're headed. We want to have a direction and a goal as we make our journey through this life. Dr. Hunter, any comments?
Well, I don't know if New Year's resolutions is what it's about, because those are always things that we postpone, and then we have good intentions to do right at the beginning of the year. So, and they always fall flat. But, you know, when we're looking forward and making a plan, make sure that they're sensible, realistic, and achievable. Know what your, you know, life can basically fit in and be sensible about it. That's all I'm saying. But absolutely take the steps. Take steps that you need to take to make changes.
Yeah, good points. And you know, and obviously the first part of the year is when everybody does, their attention goes back to New Year's resolutions, or at least things they want to accomplish. It's a new year. Let's try it again. It's kind of a common thought. And So I want to put that out there too to our students. You know, if you're a student listening to this and you've just been distracted or things are not going as smoothly in terms of your studies, I'd like to encourage you to rethink that, to rekindle your goals, your objectives for getting your degrees, completing your degrees, and so forth, because it's part of what you want, and it's why you signed up. And yes, life can get in the way. It usually does, but, it, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, it requires self-discipline to get through the program. It really requires self-discipline to do anything worthwhile, but this is certainly worthwhile, and so I want to encourage you to get back to your studies and complete your courses. You don't have to do them overly fast or anything. Just do them at a good pace and make some consistent progress, whatever that is for you and your own lifestyle. So that's just a little bit of kind encouragement to continue. And if you have other things that you're wanted to do, don't, you know, get those done. Get those started anyway. Don't put them off. You know, as I've said a bunch of times on this program, you know, we're not getting any younger. We're just getting older, and we don't want to get up to our deathbed and have a bad case of woulda, coulda, shouldas, if onlys, and might have been. So we want to look back and say, yeah, I accomplished what I set out to accomplish, and I made some good things. You know, I made some good things happen, and so, you know, be encouraged to rekindle that and move on. Go ahead if you have a comment and all.
No, Edward was just saying in the chat that his main resolution for this year is, in fact, to complete his IMHS master's and doctoral degrees. You know, you can absolutely do that, Edward. You can. It's absolutely attainable. Even if you do one course a month, you know, one course a month, two, if you've got the time. It's totally achievable. So we know that you're going to do it. And, you know, I'd say good for you, because we look forward to grading the papers. You know, well, I just want to say that grading papers, again, I know that I said this on past programs, but it's a privilege for us to be allowed into your life. You know, to the degree that you allow us, and how people, you know, share certain things about their life in their assignments. And we appreciate that. This is all part of changing. This is all part of our growth. And I think that when we are able to put that out there in a safe place, it's cathartic. And we are a safe place for you. And nothing ever goes further than Dr. Kelly and myself, and of course Tracy Kelly, and it stops here, and everything is private, and we just want you to know that we appreciate how much people share of themselves. It's mm-hmm. It really is a privilege to be a part of the learning, growing human process.
It is, and the cool thing about that is that's where my faith is restored in humanity, honestly. You know, you see people who are having incredible breakthroughs, and they're honest about it, and they take self-responsibility for it. And it's just the most beautiful thing, and they are empowered, and their lives change for the better. And that's the cool thing about everything we do here, is it changes lives in a positive way. You know, when students or others apply what they're learning, apply the recommendations and the advice from this program as well, their lives change for the better, and that's just a beautiful thing. It's great to read those things. So
it's empowering. Very empowering.
To all,
you know,
of
perhaps
us.
If I can. Sorry, mm-hmm. Don't mean to sure. interrupt, but I think nope. perhaps one of the most powerful courses is B2 in the bachelor's. B1 is, of course, a introduction, and you learn a lot in B1. It's an introduction to metaphysics, but B2 is really quite the profiling. And here's the thing. The program is set up in a way that you learn about yourself, because you can't know what you're looking at unless you know what eyes you're looking through. And perhaps some of the greatest revelations for people is that, number one, they do give unsolicited advice, whether it's well-intentioned, you know, or not. It's just you say, whoa, you know, that's a big thing. And relationships, what's in it for you? What's in it for me? And just all these other questions that we ask ourselves to become better, more whole people. And of course, the Life Leadership Program is there. So it's, I think that's the biggest step that we see as facilitators, is how much B2 changes people. Of course, then you know, that whole foundation that's set up through the bachelor's program, and then you get into the really good stuff, you know, other good stuff. And it's very intentional, and I appreciate how Dr. Kelly's put that program together, because it's that learning. So this, it's done intentionally, it's done carefully, kindly, and you get to look at yourself. Of course, you know, hey, no question about it. Some people say, yeah, 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 and they carry on. And here's the deal, that's none of our business. You know, people will digest information as they can, as they're ready to, and move forward. I think that once you know something, though, it's always with you. So a lot of things in there that you might learn, a lot of information, that it may not impact you for a year or two or five. And you say, oh, that's what that meant. Because now it's relative to your life. You talk about relationships, but you're not in one. So later you get into a relationship and you go, oh, wait a minute. What about boundaries? I'm going to go back and look at my material. And so it helps to set up healthier structures, even if you don't recognize it in the moment. It's there with you, and you can't unlearn something.
Very good. I think B2 is the most important course in the entire degree program, and the equivalent course at Thomas Francis University is G70. Same course, just different course numbers, but it is the most important one, because it begins to lay that the foundations of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will, and self-completeness, and then everything else builds on that. All the other courses build on that. And one of the things that I really enjoy about our students, too, is that many of our students have big goals, big objectives, big dreams, and they're well on their way to completing those. For example, Fran just said in chat that by the end of the year, her Helping Hand program for incarcerated women will be in effect. So, I mean, these are life-changing things that our students are doing. And we have other students who, one comes to mind who plans on starting a practice to help people in hospice, you know, to transcend, you know, to the transition. That's, you know, all the fears, the worries, the different things that go with that. There are other things that students are wanting to do, training programs to help people, writing books to help people. There's a lot of things, and those are great. And I wish them all the best of success on everything that they're doing. And I know they'll do them. And that's the great thing, because it's, you know, we work. It takes everybody to do their part to transform the world, and it's always impressive to see that.
You know, I think that there's a lot of courses available out there, and you know, browse through the internet, and you can find all kinds of courses and certifications. And while those are really, I think, significant to people and impactful, keep in mind when you tell your friends that this is a PhD program. This that PhD behind your name, that is legitimate and legal, it's really impressive, you know, and you can say that you went through a PhD program. And I just wanted to throw that out there. Sometimes people say, yeah, well, what's the difference? You know, I took this life coaching course. You didn't take this one. Yeah. You know, so I'm not, and again, I don't mean to criticize what's out there, except I do know when I look at something, I see what's missing. And the missing is to work on yourself. And then I see what are the benefits. Well, the benefits is this is a degree program. So if you're considering to talk, you know, you talk to people about it and explain that that's pretty impressive behind your name. You know, I have PhDCH, which is certification in hypnosis, which I earned back in 1977. Ooh, that's a long time ago.
That's a year or two ago.
Yeah. And, you know, that early training for me, that just stuck. just really impressive training. And age is not a limit, by the way. As we all know, we have students of all ages. But I like to make that distinction with people. This is a PhD program. So it's that's, I think, just
well, it provides the perceived credibility, too, you know, for people who want to start a practice or help others. So anyway, let's switch gears. And Dr. Hunter, can I have you read wild card number 5 from the Inner Oracle card deck, just to kind of set the tone?
Oh, the number 5 wild card, don't hate. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. That's true. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. We can all relate. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to yourself and to others. And that's a really powerful card to start our year off. Just remembering about low energy signatures.
Yes, and so within that context, I just want to talk for a moment about compassion and human kindness, doing the right thing, doing no harm, and so forth. And it revolves around a certain thing that happened here a few days ago that I guess in a certain way I'm a little excited and stoked because, you know, we got our first significant piece of hate mail. And so we must be coming up in the world if we're starting to get hate mail, you know, starting to get noticed and so forth. And, you know, as I read through it, the person is basically a troll is what they are. And frankly, they were Christian. And that's the only people I ever hear anything negative from are Christians who think I'm a heretic. And I've had that too. But, anyway, in fact, they've even tried to infiltrate the church membership, and I catch them, and they're gone because I, you know, they're trying to save our souls, you know, how it goes. But, and I appreciate where they're coming from. I once came from that same direction. But this particular piece of hate mail from this troll, they just took everything that we offer, the church 9 principles of belief, and just drilled them, scrutinized them, and basically the gist of the whole thing as summarized at the end, because I'm trying to figure out as I read it what's their point. But at the end they made the point that we misrepresent our church and that we're hypocrites and that we are, what was the other one? Oh, a cult. A cult of all things. I came from a cult. This is not a cult. I don't teach that. Anyway, but the thing that struck me with this is how somebody that doesn't even know us, know me, can have such hatred, can have such, they misread it, they read things into it, and they just write a 1,600 plus word email on how rotten we are. And I'm thinking, where does this come from? You know, what's I don't know this person. I haven't done anything to anybody. So where does this come from? And that's the sad part of this whole thing, that, you know, there are people out there who do that. We call them trolls online, you know, they had some hyped up name and it wasn't real. In fact, it was different than their email address name. And, you know, The point that I want to make from all this is that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how right you are. It doesn't matter how honorable you are. It doesn't matter how anything you are. Some people are going to like you and some people are going to hate you. It's just life. And it's unfortunate, but that's just life. You know, everything in my whole being, everything in my life is devoted to helping people get past the things that hold them back, to help people grow, to leave the woodpile higher than I found it. And, of course, if you listen to this person, read what they wrote, you know, I'm a cult leader and hypocrite and all kinds of stuff. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, wow, where'd that come from, you know? So, yeah, it hurts the feelings a little bit, but of course this is nothing new. I have a thick skin and I don't care, but it strikes me that there are people like this out in the world, and that's what we don't want. We don't want to do harm. We don't want to hurt people. We don't want to find fault unnecessarily, you know? I mean, I could go on all day and all night on the harm done by religion, but I don't. My goal is not to ridicule religion in this program. I could spend every single program talking about something that how religion is hurting people at somewhere and what they've done for hundreds or even thousands of years, but I don't, because that's not positive. It's not upbuilding. I want to help people to understand that we walk our own path. We have a right to determine our own spirituality, our own spiritual path. We don't have to believe the way that we were brought up. We don't have to believe and take hold of that religion in the way that we were brought up. And you can decide yourself. Be your own person. Take your own spiritual path. And whatever that is, whether it's Christian or Muslim or metaphysical humanist or whatever, just do no harm, do right. That's all I ask of religions. You want to be religious, you want to believe in God and all that stuff, fine. Just do no harm, do right. That's the fundamental principle that everything's based on. So, any comments before I continue, Dr. Hunter or Michael, if you have any?
I got my first hate mail quite a number of years ago, and I hung it in my wall for a long time.
Good idea.
Yeah, you know, no, I did, because and I'll explain to you, this woman thought that I wasn't doing my work very well as a spiritual representative, so-called, and that, you know, a life coach, that I should tell people to not wear perfume. I should tell people to eat better. I should tell people to, and I said, no, I'm not gonna tell people what they should do. And well, that's your job. You're supposed to do it better. And she was an aspiring homeopath at the time, went to school, and man, she took the time to write me this 2.5-page letter, and handwritten at the time. It has to be almost 20 years ago now. And, when I got it, I thought, wow, you know, I know more, having read for her and knowing the inner workings of this woman's life, I thought, wow, that's a lot of projecting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of secrecy, you know, that she is trying to project an image that she's not. This is the same woman, I'll just give you an example, who was in a bitter divorce. And her ex-husband was forbidden by social services to come see the kids, but she, and there was a court order, but she would let him sneak in to see the children. This is a guy who beat his kids. And so I'm thinking, wow, you know, sometimes I know too much about people, but what I do know is when people start spewing that kind of criticism, it's because they're running from their own secrets. They're running from their own dilemma.
And as Fran pointed out in the chat, comes from the fear within them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The second piece of hate mail I got years later was somebody who wrote and mailed a letter to me with no return address, that every time his wife came to see me, she was different. And how could I do that to people? And, geez, you mean she could ask questions and be empowered? And, you know, she'd always go home feeling good. You know, she'd be feeling really good about herself. She's in a terrible marriage. It wasn't even signed with a name. Somebody so fearful. Like, how can you write a letter and then not sign your name? I thought, boy, who's the coward here, you know? And it can feel a little bit threatening and intimidating for a moment. But I'm a big girl. I can handle myself. And I hung that letter on the wall too. You know, it's just a reminder of, we're going to have these kinds of people in the world.
Like I said, not everybody's going to like you, no matter what you do. And that's the point of this. I'm not trying to, you know, whine or anything about getting a piece of hate mail. It's not the first, and it's the first significant one since I started the church 8 years ago. But But, you know, I've gotten all kinds of accusations that are unfounded. And it's interestingly, you know, the email was addressed to the most intelligent person in our organization.
And you didn't give it to me first.
No, I thought about it, though. But, so, you know, and I, just for the record, I did reply in a very respectful, positive way. And I just said, wow, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way. I obviously don't agree, but, you know, I wish you the best. And I said, there's nothing to debate here. I'm not interested in the debate, so I won't reply any further. But I did want to reply to at least that much. And of course, a day or so later, I got a reply and basically calling me a coward for not wanting to debate. And, oh, you want me to waste my time to defend myself to you? I don't think so. I'm too busy helping too many other people than to waste time debating your points. But yeah. So bringing it back around to the positive thing about this, number one, if you get this kind of thing in the future, you know, don't let it knock you for a loop. Don't let it pull the rug out from under you, because again, doesn't matter who you are, how right you are, how honorable you are, how good you are. Some people are going to like you, some people are not. And there are people, like we've already talked about, who are projecting like crazy. Edward mm-hmm. mentioned that as well in the chat room, reflecting their inner world, and that's exactly right. Yeah. They're just doing that, and you happen to be the closest person, they're the one that got their attention. So that's one big point. Don't let it throw you. It's just going to happen. Don't waste your time with it. Secondly, you know, be careful. And I'm basically preaching to the choir here, because nobody who's listening to this program is going to even do this. But, you know, a lot of people hide behind the internet. They hide behind their computer, and they'll say whatever they want in any way they want. We've all seen that a gazillion times, you know, the trolls. And we don't ever want to be that. We always want to remember there are real live human beings behind there. And somebody may be doing something, you know, without it, ill will or without ill intention. Some people, you know, look, people are doing the best they can with the knowledge, experience, and level of awareness that they have at the moment. So most people do not lay awake at night trying to scheme against how to hurt other people. They just don't. Most people. But there are a lot of people who lack appropriate level of awareness for an adult, a lot of them, and there are a lot of people who just don't think. I mean, we're all guilty of that to a greater or lesser degree at times in our life. But people don't think, they're discourteous, they're unthoughtful, but they don't necessarily intend to be that way. So we have to take the high road. We have to understand that human nature is what it is, and we just move on, and we're busy in our own work and not letting any of these types of folks get us down. Michael, did you have any comments you wanted to offer before we move on?
Actually, one thing I was going to offer, I think you just said very beautifully. And I also thought of the joke about 5 minutes ago that everybody loves me, so I don't have any hate mail, so I can't really comment. I just was waiting to use it.
I understand. Well, you used it.
I did. But, no, I would echo that point that, you know, everybody's doing the best that they can. Well, most. And a lot of times people... Well, you know, the world is a rough place, and there are a lot of folks out there that do try to deceive you and try to pull one over on you, so I understand people being skeptical, but as, you know, you have to be wise, and you have to separate the truth from the fiction. And I know it's getting increasingly difficult in this day and age, but that just means we have to be even more observant.
Good comments.
Yeah.
Go ahead unless you're finished.
No, that's about it.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's move on. If anybody in the chat room would like a card pulled, just put your name in there and we'll do that. To begin with, though, Dr. Hunter, would you just pull a card for, I don't know, me? Start me.
Ooh.
Start with me.
Happy New Year.
Think mm-hmm. deep.
It says, do no harm, do right.
Okay.
Good one. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that one. But here's the joke. You just got a piece of hate mail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So maybe that's the cards are responding to the do no harm, do right, the most powerful principle to live by. Doing mm-hmm. no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there is need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerning. concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all of the principles. That's just an affirmation. You know, sometimes it's not like the cards are telling you, ooh, you need to do this. It's just an affirmation. You handled it well. You handled it in a really good way, and just protected yourself from that negative energy.
Good. All right. So Fran wants a card.
Happy New Year, Fran. The indomitable power of the human spirit.
Ooh. Ah, that's a good one for her.
That is
so. She exemplifies that.
Yes, indeed. So here it is for you, Fran. This is how you're starting out the new year. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing's out of your reach. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way. So that's, and she just said, a message for all of us, including the hate mailer. Yes, yeah. True enough. But specifically for you, this is your empowerment moment and indomitable power of the human spirit.
Good one.
Anyone else? Does anybody else want a card?
Well, good. Okay, so, good, Michael, do you have comments?
Nothing to add, no. Okay. But I'll go after you. I was just going to pull a card for really for the year. Just
okay.
Well, I just did.
Well
actually, I pulled one for you, well, Michael. I hope you don't mind.
No, absolutely.
Number 3, be who you are, walk your own path. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You are uniquely designed. So this is for everybody. Okay, so I'm saying it's a little bit for Michael, but here is one that is for everybody. Starting off a new year. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all good things the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take the best that fulfills yourself.
That's good. Now, Michael, you wanted to pull one for generally? Is that what you wanted to do?
Well, honestly, I was fleshing out just thoughts about the general feelings of anxiety in the a lot of parts of the world right now. And the only point that I was going to make is starting this new year, we have to remember that even in the face of such apparent adversity to reason, to logic, to peaceful coexistence, we always have to stand firm. We have to be vigilant. We have to always fight the good fight, as it were. And some people might be despaired. They'll say that you'll never fix everybody. You'll never fix the world, et cetera, et cetera. But it's never really about that. It's just about doing the most good that you can. It's just about, in whatever way that you can, making the world a better place. And I promise it will have good ramifications that will echo through history in ways that you don't know yet. And ways that you'll never know, that will happen long after you've passed. From this world, anyway. So, even when it feels rough, when the world just seems like it's chaotic and crazy and there's no point, there is. There's always a point. There's always a reason to do good.
Well put, son. Beautifully put.
For no other reason than for your own feel good.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
That too. You know, if I can really just tag on to that, Michael, is keep in mind that even when people have done some pretty horrendous things, let's say to you or somebody else, when a recipient retaliates and perpetuates that same behavior, it's a reflection of who they are. We have to break the cycle. And breaking that cycle is to say, I'm not going to be like that. I know who I am.
Education.
And to find a new way to be at peace with yourself in knowing who you are. And so I really appreciate what you've said, Michael. It's powerful.
Oh, thank you.
And And education is the way to do it. And that's what this church, these schools are all about, is educating people, teaching people practical life skills, success skills, things that we should have learned growing up, but we never did. And that's what this is all about, is education. And, you know, the people who send hate mail or whatever, this occurred to me that the very reason that they think it's all BS is the very reason why they need it the most. And so many people need it, but they fight against it. And so many people are just not aware of what they really need to do in their life to get healthy, to have healthy relationships. Sad, but that's our mission, is education. That's what we do. And that's what we will continue to do. And speaking of that, you know, this radio program that we've been doing for several years now. And so, you know, what I would like to do is put this out to those of you who are listening, whether live or in the archives. You know, what can we do with this radio program that will make it even better for you, that would, you know, keep you on the edge of your seat, so to speak? Or what types of topics, what type of format, you know, if, because, you know, it's hard. I mean, this is not sports. This is not, you know, some drama. This is not some spooky movie. You know, it can get, I mean, a lot of people think this is just boring stuff, but it's so crucial to a successful, healthy life. And it's stuff, again, that we never were taught growing up. So if you have, you know, any recommendations or advice or something you would like to see come out of this program, or of a feature of the program or whatever, you know, feel free to let us know. I mean, we'll take any advice. We may or may not do it, but we'll, you know, any good ideas we're looking for all the time. And you can email those to me at admin@icmhchurch.org. Or if you're a student, use whatever email address you usually use to contact me, because they all come here. So if you've got ideas or something, because, you know, right now I'm showing basically besides us three people in the chat room. Now, I know other people are listening, but they're not in the chat room, and there's a lot of people that listen to the archive. Right now, we don't really have a way to determine that, but we are looking for a different radio software, if you will, so that we can have a little better statistics, because, you know, if this is not working for people, then we need to find something that does. So if you have any recommendations or advice, we're all open. We're open to that. So we're going to start wrapping up the program here. And
well, if I can end with Sacred Obligations number 31, I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah, go ahead.
And especially that we are, in light of our talk tonight and the beginning of the year, a sacred obligation is a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. Sacred obligations include do no harm, do right, pay it forward, uphold individual value, value all life, extend tolerance and equality, control and change only what one is entitled to control and change, evolve and grow as a human being with higher awareness, promote knowledge, not fear, and more. Continue to aspire to your highest good by recognizing and fulfilling your sacred obligations.
Good. That's a good card. And so we've talked about a number of things tonight. We've talked about not hating, about showing human kindness and compassion, the indomitable power of the human spirit, be who you are and walk your own path, and, of course, sacred obligations and other things, too. So I hope that some of this has been of value to you and that you can use in your own lives and practices. And, you know, above all things, don't let life get you down. Don't let other people get you down. Know who you are and why you are who you are. You know, that's being self-complete. Stand on your own two feet and hold your head high, knowing that the good you're doing will have and does have a positive impact on those within your sphere of influence. And here's the cool thing. You help to change one person's life, then that gets passed on to their children and your grandchildren and so on and so forth. And eventually, we will solve the social problems on this planet, in this world. So keep up the good work. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.